Treasures in Our Lives for Jesus, Part 2, by Maria Fontaine.
Each of us is part of something much bigger than ourselves or our personal family. We are members of God's church, which has followers and believers in every corner of the globe. And as members of the family, we are part of an international network. If you post a prayer request, you can know that there are people supporting you in prayer. Peter and I have personally benefited greatly from this, as many of you have, and we are so thankful. Donations or prayers that you send to distant lands are a little bit of you working to help and reach people in that field. It's comforting to know that we're part of a community of believers, and that reality gives us peace and comfort when we're going through difficulties. It's a treasure that money can't buy. The treasure of our relationship with Jesus. One constant in family doctrine and spirituality has been the quest to deepen our relationship with Jesus. We know that Jesus isn't far away in unreachable holiness. He's real, personal, and close. Just as two partners in a loving marriage grow closer, we've gotten to know Jesus better and love him more deeply as the years have gone by. Jesus has taught us to pray, to sing to him, and to talk to him directly, and we frequently benefit from his personal counsel and comfort in prophecy. Jesus is our counselor, our protector, our best friend, and our powerful, eternal, miraculous Savior. He's literally everything to us. He came down to our human level to help us to better understand and love him. We've learned that he doesn't just want to be worshipped from afar, he wants to be part of our lives. We have reaped the wonderful benefits of closeness to him. He's with us all the time. Our love for Jesus and having him as an intimate part of our lives enhances our faith and trust that our lives are in the hands of someone who loves us so much that he came to earth to live and die for us, so that we could live with him forever in heaven. The completeness that Jesus brings to our lives also motivates us to want to share his love and truth with others. We have much more to offer the lost than just religion. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and everybody needs him and a personal relationship with him. Jesus has always been there for us, always loving and caring for us, and it is his word that has brought us to this knowledge and relationship with him. We can be very thankful for this and recognize that it is the treasure of his word that has brought Jesus to us so personally and made him everything to us. The treasure of heaven. There are many, many things that we don't know about heaven, but Jesus has given some revelation and detail in his word about the glorious world to come. We know that heaven is a place where there will be no more suffering, pain, tears, or sadness. Everybody will be happy and fulfilled. We know that heaven is without disappointment or hurt, and that heaven is a place where everything will be made right. And everything will be filled with God's light, beauty, and love. The glimpses of heaven we have in the Bible are not only a source of joy and comfort for us, but also a beautiful part of our message to the world. As the days grow darker with wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, many will want to hear about the beautiful world to come for all of God's children. People will want to hear and know of such a beautiful place. They will want to be convinced of its existence, and we will be able to tell them and encourage them about it, and to lead them to Jesus so that they too can live there forever. It's very important that we keep the heavenly vision in the midst of the turmoil of life. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us so much to look forward to. The treasure of praise. Jesus has blessed us with many treasures, and one of them is the gift of praise. He has taught us so much about praise through his word and through our writings and those of other Christians. It's a gift that we can actively use in our everyday lives. Praise can touch virtually every aspect of our lives in a positive way. Praise is also a beautiful gift that we can give to Jesus for all that he has done for us. We owe him everything. Expressing our love and gratitude to him through words of praise, even when we feel that our words are inadequate, fills our hearts with his joy. We can be a blessing and uplift those around us when we speak words of praise. It can help to lift ourselves and others above the cares of the world and the problems, and it enables us to have a positive influence on others. It's been interesting to learn that praise and positiveness have a good effect on our physical well-being, enhancing the immune system and helping us to stay healthier. Praise can refocus our thoughts and relieve us from worry or fear as we cast all our cares on Him. Praise can help relieve stress and negativity. Another form of praise that the Lord blesses is that of our gratitude and words of commendation to others and our words of approval and encouragement for them. By showing appreciation for others and acknowledging them, we can be a help to others, and in some cases, help to bring positive change in their lives. We might not see results immediately in the lives of those we interact with, but we can know that when we sow seeds of praise, they can encourage others and help to strengthen their faith. I'm so thankful for the wonderful gift of praise, because I know that many times it has changed my outlook. I'm sure it's done the same for you. One of the best things about praise is that anyone can learn to praise. As we teach others through our example, the ripple effect of praise will have a positive impact on the lives of others. The treasure of his joy. As Christians, we have a joy-filled religion. We believe with all our hearts that Jesus loves us and has promised us his joy. We can thank the Lord and joyously praise him for his truth and his spirit that give us his overflowing joy and peace that surpasses all understanding as we remain close to him. We're serious about loving the Lord with our whole hearts, and his love brings his joy into our lives. We believe in smiling. We believe in laughing. We believe in enjoying life and the simple pleasures and beauties of his creation. Though we face valleys and times of trial in our lives, he wants us to be examples to others of his true and lasting joy. He wants us to go about our service and lives for him with hearts full of sincere joy and gladness, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.